Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about that Mitsubishi mini split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. 1 second, Steve. Speaking of temperature control.
Okay.
How should I phrase this? Okay, I don't know how to phrase this, but I'm relying on you two gentlemen to clear something up for me.
Okay.
At what point do I say that this must be a delegation thing?
Okay.
It is so cold in this office that it's got to be my tropical blood and ancestry that's freezing, because y'all are walking around here like this is normal.
Yeah, I feel great. I don't think it's cold in here at all.
Brian, how do you feel?
I was really cold when we first got in here, but actually the past – I'm wondering if it has – something to do with the morning, guys, because it's been cold the past 2 days when we came in. Drew even complained about it after the show yesterday, and I had to
freezing my ass off.
Yeah, Nick's freezing.
Nick's cold.
Maybe Nick's Italian ancestry.
I feel fine. Like, I mean, I keep it like 67 in my house. Like, so
this is perfect for you.
Yeah, so
it's
like
67 now.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much
what it
is.
When it's that cold out there, I just close the door and it actually gets hot in here because of the machines back here.
Is 67?
No, I'm not saying I'm the norm. So, like, I'm okay with, like, you know, it's just, I mean, we usually keep it about 68 because we got the baby. Well, you know, he's not a baby anymore. But, yeah, me and Charity both keep it pretty cool. So.
Yeah, she does walk around with blankets all the time, too.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, that's why you keep it cool. You sleep better when it's really cold.
How about not have it freezing so you won't need blankets all
the time? We got the fan. We got the sit. Look,
God.
We do the fan, and we do the ceiling fan and the box fan. Yeah, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, no.
If I had ceiling and box fans going, my nose would wake up like, yeah. Unbreathable.
Yeah, I'm like, man. So Drew blamed me for turning on the AC. I don't mess with the AC in here. I think I've turned it down once when it was on like
67 on the thermometer.
It was on 70. It was on 74 one time a couple weeks ago, and I turned it down to like 71. I was like, this is a little much. So I said 70, 72 in the winter. That's fair. I usually go 68, 70 in the winter.
It's real cold here.
So. Also, while the holiday season might be winding down, the sports calendar is in full swing. From collegiate to professional sports, there's no shortage of action. And there's no better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook app, what are you waiting for? To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, which I'm getting increasingly excited for with this Dabo Ohio State trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. Alabama's just going to waste Notre Dame. DraftKings is giving all new users a chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet a dollar on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. All right. While we're all excited for football, let's not forget that 2021 basketball season just kicked off. So head to the app now to check out DraftKings Daily Odds Boost. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up for a free 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code WLCL for new players to get a shot at $100 on any semifinal this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. It's sinus season, so those get harder. And look, and I get, listen, when my sinuses are bad, I get very, like, okay, I notice myself breathing in between. So when you start to notice yourself breathing in between, you try to stop. But the problem is when you stop, you get a couple lines and you're like, I gotta breathe. So it's like, it's not like it's fluid. It's just when I don't have sinus, I'm just, yeah. So that's why those sound so weird lately.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve? Right now, I watched a couple of games this season, and when the season started, Jalen was running the floor and doing moving his feet and getting easy layups and dunks. Like, lately, he has not been doing that. Like, is that a big issue right there? That's the reason why he's playing so bad right now.
I wouldn't say, bless you. I wouldn't say playing so bad.
Sorry,
I wouldn't say playing so bad. But we got to have this Jalen Withers conversation.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what we got to have. That was a lot. Like, that was – my face just exploded. Like, you ever have violent sneezes? That was violent.
Yeah, I try to protect myself.
I think I hurt my ribs. Like, dude. Yeah, but no, we do have to have this Jalen Withers conversation because Jalen Withers
– Let me start.
Okay.
Let me start because I'm going to start harsh.
Okay.
Jalen Withers is going to cost me my season.
Okay.
Jalen Withers is going to cost me my season because I got to watch David Johnson drop dimes on him. I used to see this with Lamar Jackson. You remember Lamar Jackson, we were like tops in the nations in drop passes, right? And those drop passes end up just going on an incomplete pass on the stat sheet. So when he really threw a bad pass, it was like, yeah, look at his percentage is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, he led the nation in drop passes from raw receivers.
Sure.
That the year that they're criticizing him, right?
Absolutely.
So now instead of David having 9 assists and 4 turnovers, he has 5 assists and 4 turnovers. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, Carleek, they're going to stop. If Jalen Withers is not going to be a threat, like, let him get the ball and then we'll just let him try to do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to ratchet up the pressure on everybody if he can't just catch it and go up really strong, right?
Sure.
And I'm seeing just signals of him around contact when it comes time to jump. Steve, you can't watch him jump that high on an alley-oop.
I know.
And then get around people. And I'm talking about not even really around people, where he gets a wide open opportunity for a dunk, and he looks like he barely can jump high enough to lay it in because somebody looked like they were about to jump. Mm-hmm. And he's just trying to get it in the basket before anybody like touches him, throwing it up.
Yeah, because I do credit him for scoring there, but man, he had an opportunity.
Stop
to just
stop doing that.
What?
We did that with too many players, Steve.
Yeah, but he still scored.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah, but you could have Olivier Saar who didn't score and you lose the game. So I'm going to credit him for putting the ball in the basket. I mean, like,
no,
like,
you don't get
Kentucky's
credit.
Got bigs that don't put the ball in the basket.
You don't get credit for just laying it in like that. And because then on the next one, you're going to travel. And then on the next one, you're going to pump, fake, and fade away. Somebody's going to beat it up. And then we look stupid. We look stupid and soft, you know, when he doesn't take advantage of those opportunities.
Sure.
It's bad, Steve. It's bad, and it shows itself when we play Florida State.
Well, yeah. I mean, he had 8 and 9.
He's supposed to have 16 and 9. They're setting him up all game. Once the confidence slows down and him finishing, and David's like, oh, I'm going to keep it myself. Yeah. Now David's going to look stupid.
Yeah.
They're going to get scared. They're going to stop dishing to him.
Okay, what about this? He's playing out of position.
No, he's not. Okay, if Jalen Withers was catching the ball in the post and had his back to the basket, yeah, I'd say he's playing out of position.
Okay.
Jalen Withers is getting the ball on the wing with a big man faced up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting a dish, getting a drive dribble dish, you got to finish that at 6'9". There is no such thing as 6'9 catching a ball at underneath the basket being out of position.
Yeah.
Unless you want to just turn him into a three-point shooter. I mean, do you want to make him just a 6'9"? You can't. The only thing, big guys learning to shoot makes them a dual threat. You're not a 6'9 shooter.
Here's where I'm struggling a little bit.
Golly.
He's one rebound and one bucket away from having 10 and 10 against Kentucky.
Oh, Steve. He cost my guys 4 assists.
Look, I've been critical of Jalen.
I mean,
but I'm like you're also a rebound and a bucket away from a double double.
This is a compilation. This is compiled data on Jalen Withers.
I don't disagree.
We're just watching.
I called him the softest big man we've ever had. Just a week ago.
I mean, what do we do for credit? I mean, do we like buy him rings when you beat Kentucky?
No, but I don't. Well, that's funny. But no, I also don't know where I'm setting the bar for him either.
My bar is so high.
Well, it sounds like your bar is about 20 and 15 for Jalen. It's like,
if I got car leak, drive drawn, and dishing, yes, he can get 18 and 8. If he just finishes strong.
Well, he got 9.
He can shoot free throws.
No, I agree, but I mean.
No, you're leaving too much food on the table. Dude, we got to get a lot better, Steve.
Yeah,
agree. We're
going
to have to get a whole lot better.
Oh, no, I totally agree
with that.
And
he is going to be the fulcrum point, you know what I'm saying, of us getting a lot better. Like, we are capped until Malik comes back if he doesn't start dunking this ball and getting contact. And drawing contact around the basket.
I don't totally disagree with that.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Stephen Marcus?
What's up, man?
Man, I almost hate to break up that conversation.
Oh, you're good, man.
Yeah, look, listen, I'll get right back to it. Trust me.
Here's where I'm at. If Jalen dunks that one where he challenged, snuck it in, the next time when he gets it and he travels, the guy who's guarding him, maybe he doesn't jump because he just banged real hard. You can tell when you get the ball if somebody's going to jump or not. And Jalen saw that guy's eye, and he was like, oh, he's going to beat this up if I try to get it up. And that's when he tried to get sneaky again. You can't be a sneaky post player. You've got to go up and take somebody's heart.
I'm not even calling him a post player. A guy that athletic, he's an athlete. Like, he's not a post guy. He's a guy who can run and jump really high. Like, he doesn't get the post player pass on that. He's just, any wingman, I'm going to say, go strong if you're an athletic wing.
And here's two more things. Jalen, on the jumper that Jackson took, he stood and watched Jackson and ball watched, and then Jackson went and got the tip dunk. You definitely can't let that happen. You know Jackson's not going to hit that shot. Go ahead and box him out. That's a big play for us if he boxes him out and we get that rebound. But he gives up the tip dunk, they get confidence. Secondly, if Sam can't score on the floor with Carlick and DJ where everybody's focused on them, and he's got probably the third best defender on him, Sam's in trouble because, I mean, he's got one-on-one all the time. everyone is focused on Carleek and DJ. Sam's got to get his motor going. When his motor is flowing, when he's going like the pick game, he's a heck of a player. But in the Kentucky game, he just ran around with his thumbs up, looking real cool, like, that's my fault. Man, ain't nobody got time for my fault, my bad. Go play hard and play like the guy that we know that you are. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
No, listen, I do appreciate the call. I mean, yes, I am in a moody big picture. Like, we have some even if we say this is a down year, we should be at the top of the you know what I'm saying? Or we'll put it this way. We have an opportunity to jump in front of a lot of down year teams.
I totally agree with that.
If Jalen Withers is going to act like he can finish.
I think Sam's a bigger problem than Jalen, but that's just me. But I agree with you on
what bothers you more right now? That's an excellent question. Yeah. 81-50, 93-9. Who are you more bothered by, Brian Hall? Jalen Withers play or Sam Williams play?
Sam. I mean, Jalen's a guy that, you know, he set out all last year. I mean, we kind of expected more out of him more because of need. Just kind of we didn't really have a the four spot was up for grabs, and he was the one that kind of took it over. But we didn't. I mean, he's still pretty much a freshman. Sam is going into his sophomore year. He's a McDonald's All-American, and Sam is a guy that I really think needs to be kind of that third piece that steps up with Carleek Jones and David Johnson. So I'm more disappointed in Sam not playing well than Jalen not.
Texas says Sam just had a double-double. Sam 100%. So this is pretty bad. This is pretty equal then, huh?
I think it's more equal than, because I mean, you know, the text line is a little more Sam right now, but I think if you really could get a full broad, yeah. I think it would be about 50-50.
And here's the other thing. Like, I hear what Brian's saying, and all these points everybody are making is true. But I'm not here for the extended version of the basically a freshman with Jalen Withers out of anything except for eligibility, because I gave you a laboratory to get right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gave you a year. I gave you a strength program where you could work out all year in a different way. You just practiced. You're in the lab. You put on the weight during the season last year. You know, you got to be the other guy's best player in practice. To me, that's the difference between. And it's not like Sam just played all the time either. Like Dwayne Sutton put Sam on the bench a lot of times.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think they're closer in my expectations, not because of five-star versus, you know, four-star, but your experience, you should – like, what are we talking about here? Like, you going up strong?
No, I know. Like, I'm just also like, I do think that if I told you, though – freshmen come in and put 9-8 on Kentucky and we won, I think you're like,
which freshman?
It's pretty awesome.
Which freshman?
This, in this case, would be Jalen. But I agree. I do agree with you. I mean, I talked about it last night.
It's the thread that worries me. I can't feed you the ball. Like I said, I would never say a name, but I've had people who just won't finish the ball. Yeah. And then I know what the second half is like when you're not going to finish that strong.
No, I agree.
Or they block it a couple times. Second half is going to suck.
I agree. I mean, because even the one where he scored, man. I mean, it's just, I think you had such an opportunity to dunk in traffic.
Do you see how he's not even jumping off the ground when anybody's around?
Well, I told you last night is what it looked like was almost like you're on a trampoline and you get dead legged or something, you know, and it's like, oh, I can't get up there.
But he did it twice on two opportunities to like, you know, and like, dude, you drawing fouls is the reason Coach Mack draws charges. Drawing fouls, winning the foul battle, the free throw battle, it's our whole style. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's about winning, like the you know, the advantages. And if you're not drawing fouls, you're taking a big square chunk out of our style.
No, I get what you're saying, because I will say this. Sam, people have heard me say, and I had a couple people ask me about it on Twitter why I said it, but when I – Jalen is squarely the reason why I always make the comment when I'm running down the ACC. I'm like, okay, we won't beat Carolina. And I'm not that I think they're great. I'm like, that's a terrible matchup. There's no way we'll beat them. Because they have four bigs that can play. And I'm like, yeah, I don't. It doesn't matter what their backcourt is. Like, I think our backcourt's better. I think we're better than Caleb Love and you know, Leaky Black and those guys. I think our guys can tear them up. But I'm like, yeah, they'll tear us up down low. Like a Garrison Brooks, you know.
See, and it sucks Baycott. Because I don't think that Jalen Withers can't do it on the defensive end.
Yeah.
That's what's making it worse.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Well, when I say tear us up, I mean on both ends, though. Yeah, I mean, like,
I need you to answer.
We're
not, them.
I just don't know how much we're going to get. But then again, like I said, I don't know. Maybe it's my bar so low, but I'm like, I think Kentucky's got bigs. And I mean, he was, like I said, he was a bucket and a rebound away from a double double. I mean, David just got his first double double ever.
Did we go through all this trouble with Olivier Saar to look at that performance?
Yeah, he's terrible. He's terrible.
I bet they're so disappointed in him.
I mean, they don't really have a big that was very good. I mean, Lance Ware, you remember Louisville was the leader for him for a long time. He was Purvis Ellison's guy, you know, and then we all thought, well, you know, he's going to come to Louisville. And then it was out of nowhere he went to Kentucky. You know what I'm saying?
You like throwing in that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
who got here? Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, you're talking about Withers' numbers. Yeah, numbers are numbers. How many of those rebounds came on missed free throws by Kentucky and him having an inside position on the lane?
Mm.
Is he getting rebounds in traffic, or is he getting rebounds when people miss free throws?
It's fair.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know the numbers on that, but I mean, yeah, I think that,
yeah,
that's I'll
appreciate the call in, Doc.
I think that's a fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah, just by being the big man,
you can get rebounds. But I'm also, I mean, have you ever? I don't know. As a big man myself, that one irks me a little bit. Not Doc, don't irk me, but just that narrative, because I'm like, yeah, but if if I miss that block out, you're gonna be like, oh my god, oh what did you do? You know, it's like, yeah.
Wait a
so
minute.
You
that
know
is
what?
Funny, Steve.
Yeah,
because I have always just been like. Yeah, you do get 4 or 5 a game. Just
I know, I know, and I'm like, yeah. So you ain't gonna give me credit for getting all five that they missed that come my way, but the one that I do miss, you're gonna be like, oh, if he's not gonna rebound, not gonna block out. So I'm like, he's still got to block out and get the rebound though. So I mean, and it's not the easiest thing in the world. I mean, I know everybody thinks
I wouldn't know.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, well, I mean, and not
no, but, I wouldn't know because. I hate it.
Yeah, well, no, I get it. But, yeah, so everybody's like, I mean, it's all you got to do is step it. I'm like, dude. And then you get the hyperactive dude that's like, oh, spin it up, you know, and you're like, dang,
wait,
man.
Wait, the hyperactive free throw spinner guy?
Yeah, it's like, dude, come on, bro. I literally, look, in men's league games, I literally make a contract with guys sometimes. I'll literally just kind of tap them like, I ain't going nowhere. You know, it's like, hey, dude, like, you know, it, if we're shooting free throws, mm-hmm. especially if I got good free throw shooters, it's like, hey, just kind of tap on the leg. Like, I ain't going nowhere, man.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, all
don't,
right.
Don't box out into my thigh all hard on this play.
Yeah,
or,
like, when he shoots, I'm going to take off this way.
But, no, I will do that. I would say, Steve, like, if somebody tries to box me out real hard on the first one, and especially if the shot goes in, like, on a 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to karate chop move you the next time. And then it's like,
yeah.
Okay, are we going to stop this now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, dude, if there's a big dude, I'm like, hey, man, like I'm heading down the court. But, yeah, I get that, though, that can bring up the numbers. But like I said, in a game, especially a rivalry game, I'm not going to not credit him for getting rebounds on the free throw line.
Who do you have the most faith in moving forward outside of Carleek and David? After the commercial break, quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben. On 939 The Ville.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Headed into break, I did ask Steve Rummage, which player do you feel most confident in moving forward, kind of digging themselves out or continuing to play better? But first, let me go to the phone lines really quick. Juju, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. I just love the fact that our guards are really playing well, and Samuel Williamson needs to pick it up. But let me ask you guys, I just started dating a girl from Lexington. I haven't asked her if she is a Wildcat or a Card.
How fine is she?
She is really fine. I mean, I'm 60. She's 44. She is fine as hell. So should I let her know or what?
Oh no, you're gonna be what she gonna be.
Uh-huh.
And listen, Juju, you can call in and I ain't gonna be mad at you. And you call in and say, go Cats, and I ain't gonna be mad at you.
Juju, you're 60, she's 44. Listen, you call in under a different alias, and that's fine. And when you're sitting with her, hey, y'all root on Big Blue.
Yeah. And we ain't even mad at you, Juju. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Yeah. We're gonna let you be great on that one.
But maybe she's a Louisville fan though, and then you get the best of both worlds. He said, "Oh, she is fine."
Okay, so I'm listening, Steve. You've had a chance to mm-hmm. think about it. You got your players running through your mind. Are you thinking, okay, DeAndre Davis, is he just like the last two games? He seems like he's doing the right things. Caught a couple bad breaks, you know, but he seems like he's in the right position most of the time. Sometimes I see the way he's jogging, and I'm wondering if he has some freshness and soreness on his body, kind of monkey on his back a little bit.
He's played a lot of minutes.
He's played some good minutes. Listen, Quinn Szczęsny. You go in there against Kentucky, you get your name thrown around, you get Coach Mack trusting you, you knock down a shot or two, you know, now it's like, okay, maybe I'm not the fastest guy, but maybe you're going to trust me a lot more to make the right plays. He did make a couple plays against Wisconsin that caught our attention. So do you say Quinn might be a guy who, you know, like I can rely on moving forward? J.J. Trainer, of course, he's one of my personal favorites with this. You know, when you see him doing the right things and his competitiveness, you know, in individual possessions, I do enjoy that.
Now, you took Karlik and David out of this discussion, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, they're the obvious
answers.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're a top right now.
You didn't even say Karlik, Marcus.
I know. Yeah, right now they are probably they're definitely a top 10 backcourt in the country right now. I mean, I would think so. I would think there's about any 10 teams in the country would.
They're good, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's about 6-7 teams tops that wouldn't trade their backcourt right now.
Steve, he was the number one grad transfer in the country.
I know.
There's only a few people who didn't believe that the number one grad transfer in the country was actually the number one grad transfer in the country.
I know.
Your rivals.
Yeah, no, he's a beast. Outside of those two, and obviously Tate.
I'm listening.
Obviously.
Stop drinking mocha frappuccinos in the middle of the show. Yeah, I've been telling you, have yourself some warm lemon water.
I know. Sorry, I got choked up there. Anyways.
If you're not done, don't.
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm going to fight through it.
Good luck.
I'm going to tell you what actually happened after the show.
Mm.
It's going to be terrible. Mm. You're going to be like, I can't stand you. Okay. So anyways, you take those two out. It's got to be Dre. Right?
Brian Hall, who do you feel most confident moving forward outside of Carleek and David?
I get where you're coming from, Steve. I mean, Dre, but I don't know. I'm thinking. I know. I just talked about him having a bad game, but I really think the next guy's got to be Samuel Williamson.
Say that again, Brian.
I said I get where Steve's coming from with the Dre comment because he's been playing
Steve,
the
go
best.
Get some water. Go
I
get
think
some
Samuel
water.
Williamson has to be the guy.
Samuel, you're most confident in Samuel Williamson moving forward.
I think that he's going to. I mean, I think he had one bad game, but I think he was playing well before that.
I'm sorry that I made you repeat it twice. I'm looking at a stubborn. This dude, I don't know why he won't just acknowledge that. Like, dude.
I'm like, I'm all right.
Your eyes are watering.
I'm okay. I'm going to live.
Your voice has changed. It's gotten deeper.
I'm like, yeah.
You are showing all the signs that you're still literally choking.
I'm okay.
This is Steve Rummage here.
Yeah. Hello. Sam's a good answer. It's Sam or Dre. I mean, I think either one of them. I like Dre just because I like he's consistent defensively. But Sam's not a bad answer either. I mean, moving forward, yeah.
Okay, you need a bucket 101. Do you give it to Sam or Dre?
Oh, well, that's tough too, because when I look at DeAndre Davis, he gets to the basket. I mean, and those plays he made against Kentucky when he split that on the fast break and went up and scored, when he got into BJ Boston and he went
that
up
looked
and scored.
Really natural when he got that fast break and avoided that switch
and just went up with that
kind of backhand right hand
and then the one where he got into
jeez
no it's okay it's probably my life alert.
Your pulse is below.
Yeah. So you go. Yeah. So your co-host is can't breathe. But anyways, then he gets up into Boston. He goes up and scores the one time. I mean, like he. I like him. I like how he can finish around the basket. Sam at this point.
Sam is too jump shot dependent right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to pull up for a jumper. I mean, you know, he's not. But that's the problem.
Yeah, right. Like, you're either not being aggressive or you're only settling for the pull-up jump shot.
I wish he would. I mean.
And they're waiting on his pull-up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want it to be his ceiling that, you know, your shots are either hitting or you don't have a good game.
Yeah, I mean. Dre in 31 minutes against Kentucky had 5, 3, and 2. Sam in 27 had 4 and 6. I mean, so it's about an even played game, you know. So if that's about an even played game, then I have to go to who played better defensively. I mean, and it would be Dre. So, but Sam is coming off of a double double. I mean, 17 and what 10 or 11. I mean, he was really good against Pitt. But I say, well, yeah, but that's an undermanned Pitt team. Tony's guarding Sam if he's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, are you going to start getting the reputation? And somebody texted something earlier that was kind of uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Louisville played their best ball when Sam wasn't playing. I mean, we all agree Western's probably Louisville's best game. I mean, played, you know? I mean, counting competition. You know, I mean, maybe they technically shot the ball better against Prairie View or something like that. I'm sure you could look. But, I mean, I think Western's probably the best game they played. So it's like, Sam, like, we need you. We need Sam to become at least a consistent something. Do something consistent.
Something consistent.
Yeah, like, hit that jump or anything.
I think we know Dre is providing consistent, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's giving you defense. He keeps the ball moving. I mean, you know, and again – I think they'll talk to him now a little bit, but he didn't take a bad three.
Who, Sam?
Yeah, no, oh, Dre.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, I mean, he actually could have pulled quite a few more. He took the ones that he
had to.
Yeah. I mean, he took about four that he just had to, and he didn't hit him. And honestly, he doesn't look like a fluid shooter, so I don't know if that's that may just come with time. And I mean, you know, he's never had to shoot a really good high school shooter shooting from that distance no matter what. I don't know. He was a very good high school shooter. It's a big difference. The high school three-point line to the college line now is a big difference. So that may just be the case with him.
Yeah, but I think Mac gives them confidence. I think he gives everybody confidence. So, like, even guys who are not supposed to be good shooters kind of turn into better shooters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's something he's saying in practice that has them shooting like – they all think they're money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind that he pulled those. So,
they feel like I give JJ a pass, but I'm hard on Jalen. Let me see. Marcus, I feel like you give JJ a pass, but are hard on Jalen. Is that
just the 1 year? The reason?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say there.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably what it is. Yeah, like, no. And again, I'm giving credit to, I know what it's like when you get to play the other team's scout team. You get better, man.
Yeah.
You get a lot better. And when you get to lift weights during the season like an animal, you get bigger, stronger, faster, quicker than other guys. Like, other guys are beat up, banged up. You're fresh for a year.
Sure, and you have not played against a front court as good as, I mean, maybe Bassey. But, I mean, maybe you've played as a couple, maybe as good, but nobody better than Steve and Malik.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be ready to catch one of them.
Unless you just sucked at practice. Now, I mean, but Coach Mack didn't indicate that you were terrible. And, I mean, now if you told me, like, yeah, but you don't understand, Steve. Like, Steve and Malik gave him a ton of problems last year. Every single practice, he just couldn't do anything. Then it's like, well, I mean, I guess, but.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but, again, with just that level of athleticism, I mean, does JJ try to dunk him when he can?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that was what I was about to say. JJ Trainer is 25 pounds lighter.
Right at the beginning, we saw JJ, you know, going up for quick dunks.
Yeah, I mean, JJ, man, JJ's why – it's why next year, man, you know, you start to –
JJ may be the reason I'm being harder on Jalen, too.
Yeah, because Trainer goes up, man. He'll gather himself, even if he kind of fumbles the ball a little bit. You remember the play? I can't remember who it was against, but he kind of – he got it knocked out, and he gathered it, and then he went up and scored. You know, it's like – I mean, I don't know that Jalen goes up with that one. So, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fix is, but I know that, I mean, you've got some games here to, I think we're going to play a couple teams we're better than. I mean, you know, Boston College, I think you're better than Boston College. You're going to play, I mean, even teams like Virginia Tech. I'm not sure, Virginia Tech's ranked, but I'm not sure they're better than us. And you get them at home. Georgia Tech will be an interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'm worried about their guards.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
they've got the best shot blocker, maybe the best shot blocker in the ACC.
Yeah, and if he's going to block your shot and you're going to stop going strong,
yeah,
and you're not going to get him in foul trouble,
yeah. So I'm really interested to see that as kind of a litmus test too. But, man, I mean, you know, we're going to tell a lot over the – I know it sounds like moving the goal. because I don't – I'm pulling it up right now because I don't want to say – when I say this, it's not moving the goalpost as like, well, now we're going to see if they're good. Like, no, I think we're where we're at. But as far as – look, your next segment of games here at Boston College, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest – you could throw Miami in there if you want to, because then you get into Florida State and Duke back-to-back. I mean, you know, that's five games there. I mean, 3-2, 4-1 in this next stretch, I think would really – how do I want to say it? I mean
– listen,
because I hate to keep moving it back because then, okay, because I know what the comeback to this will be. You'll watch Louisville play those games and go, okay, well, if they go all five, well, now let's see if they can beat the good teams. You know, it's like, okay, well, we're going to do this all day. Like, because now you're going Florida State, Duke, you know, in different ones. But I'm like, man, I mean, they've got a chance here to do something special.
Trying to score and avoid contact, is that in basketball terms, is that like justification for using the word soft? Because that's a harsh word we're using.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you avoid, if you pump fake somebody under
even
the basket.
Even that bucket at the end of the half, you didn't get a great view of it. But what happened there was he was falling down. He's falling away to score that.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you catch that and go up. You know, I mean.
And he yelled Dan one.
Yeah.
And there, I'm like, dude, you were like.
There's a lot of bigs would go up and dunk that.
You were avoiding the contact.
I got a question for you because I do think this is a good question. Mitch sent me this. By March, do you got Menlin or Sam getting more minutes?
By March, do I have Menlin or Sam getting more minutes?
I may be valuing.
I think Sam.
Do you think so? Because, see, I may be valuing Charles more than I should. I don't know. I love Charles' film. I just really, really think he's good.
I just think Sam's upside is going to. Sam's going to get a talking. He's going to get a come to Jesus meeting or something.
And I can be okay with you say I'm wishful thinking too that I add one more guaranteed piece. And what I mean by that is I know I've got David and Carly. Maybe I'm wishful thinking that Charles comes in and becomes the other guy that it's like, okay, I know I've got David, Carly, and Charles, because Malik will be that guy by March too. Because Malik's gonna have a whole month.
Yeah, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not. I'm mad at Sam right now. Today's show is being mad at him. I'm not out on him though.
No, I'm not
I'm
out
not,
on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'm not VJing him or anything like that.
No, I'm just not. I'm not holding him to. You're gonna go get drafted next year. Like I'm kind of backing off of that.
Okay,
like,
well, who's gonna be more important to the team come March, Sam or Charles?
I mean, neither one of them have played in the tournament yet because I don't think Charles ever played in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So experience is out the window with those two.
No, I mean, I just meant come tournament time, who's going to be like more an effective player on the court?
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying though, like I'm just saying like even the mental. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess Charles has played through WCC tournaments, so maybe he's played in a tournament style. But I'm just saying like that's kind of not part of it. So mm-hmm. You have to only do what's on the court at that point. And I really think Charles is going to thrive. And I probably agitate you. I say it so much, but I mean, those banana cuts that Mac likes to run, Charles does that amazingly. That little action coming off the curl screen and going down and where your body's not really facing the goal,
yeah,
but you still get the layup.
Away from it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Charles does that
because he's strong.
Because he's strong, and he does that against good teams. And I mean, look, I mean, people say, "Well, can he do it in the ACC?" Well, can he do it against Virginia? I don't know. We'll see. But I mean, yeah, he can do it against Boston College. He can do it against, you know, I mean, majority of the teams in the ACC.
He's a strong dude.
Yeah, he is, and he can jump. He's athletic. He can shoot the ball. I mean, I don't know rebounder, but I know he probably will be the best shot blocker on the team
from help side.
Yeah. He'll get a couple help side that will be, you'll go, ooh. I mean, he probably will be the best help side shot blocker on the team.
Anything.
Which in our team would be the best shot blocker because we don't really attempt to. JJ's probably the best, honestly.
He's leading. And he leading?
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, I don't remember too many block shots that weren't him. So, but I mean, Mac, that's a style. We're learning that, though. We're learning that we're not that's been one of the most difficult transitions is not being a shot blocking team.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still not ready to like stop to just like write off blocking shots.
No. I know. No, that's like, the one. That's my one.
Like, coach, I might need you to.
Yeah, that's my one thing with him.
I might need you to tighten up on that rule.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Block some shots.
Right. I can't just stand flat.
But he doesn't recruit bigs to do it. I mean, Roosevelt Wheeler. I love Roosevelt Wheeler, but Roosevelt Wheeler's not a sky guy. I mean, he's a big guy that's fundamental, that's going to score, you know, and we're just not. I mean, Gabe's not blocking nobody's
Ben
shot.
Haden.
I hope. Block thing. I mean, we just, you know, we're not really. I mean, Mike James, seriously. I mean, Mike James probably gets you help side. He's only averaging a cool 20 a game right now, so whatever.
He's a sleeper for this class, right?
I love him, dude. The more we watch him, I love him.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel's made for the Bill. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Bill.